It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. We are back again for a new season. This is Tariq joining you along with Vishal.
I'm back.
Vishal, we are back in football season. Yes. After pretty much signing off of it through May.
Yeah.
And June and not wanting to talk about it through July.
But you guys must know we did a very bad job. We watched every game that was possibly...
including the Confederations Cup.
Yes, including New Zealand's game. Even their fans didn't watch it.
But nonetheless, now we're back to the real end of the business, Vishal.
Yeah.
And if you thought this was going to be a slow easing into the new season, as we got hold of our bearings to welcome football back into our lives, the Premier League started with an absolute explosion of narratives, which we are still trying to get our heads wrapped around.
We can do a season review, right?
We pretty much do a season review, is how much has happened. Yeah. And much contrary to the sentiment of this podcast, usually in the first week we tend to say there is still 37 match days to go. There's so much action remaining, we cannot draw conclusions. There are no narratives yet. But it's so tempting, having seen what we saw in the first week, to talk about those narratives. But we will get there in some time, Vishal. But let's begin with a quick review of the transfer market. Hardly anything really happened. It's not as if there were earth-shattering hundreds of million dollars worth of deals.
Nothing at all.
It's not as if some teams lost stealthily some of their most important players who went over to rivals. It's not as if miraculously on Merseyside, the prodigal son decided to return home. It's not as if. So, quickly, the two big moves everybody's talking about. Clearly, Neymar to PSG has been done to their deaths, especially because it was one of those nuclear level seismic deals.
Massive.
But speaking of massive in terms of impact, Matic to United.
So this was said before yesterday, by the way, where as soon as Matic came to United, I called it a Van Persie level signing, where Wenger pretty much handed the season to United by selling Van Persie to Arsenal. And this is one of those, Van Persie to United. And this was one of those signings where Chelsea have sold pretty much their heartbeat to Manchester United. Somebody who does the dirty work, somebody who allows the rest of the team to really express themselves and become and make the team look better than they are. And that's exactly what Matic has come in for United to do. He's going to sit in front of the defenders. He's going to spray the ball around. He's going to help Pogba become a far better player, because Pogba, if you remember, at his best in Juventus, was playing in front of a Marquisio, was playing in front of a Pirlo, and because Pogba was not worried about the defensive duties, and that's exactly what he should be doing. So, if yesterday was something to go by with his man-of-the-match performance, I think Matic is one of those season-defining signings. Though it's not a 90 million, 100 million buy, but it's I think Tim Sherwood said it well yesterday. I think somebody like Chelsea or United would miss somebody like a Matic when he's not playing. And I think last week, Chelsea missed Matic this weekend, and United obviously benefited from Matic this weekend.
And speaking of this weekend, and speaking of season-defining, this weekend, 10 matches in just the first round of matches, and yet it looks like season-defining for everybody.
Yes.
If you look at Liverpool, went away to Watford, scored 3 goals, but came back with only 1 point.
Yep.
You're almost tempted to lay down the narrative there, saying nothing's really changed.
Yep.
It's the same old defensive frailties, and it hasn't.
It hasn't.
Pretty much everything from set pieces and the same problems.
Yep.
Arsenal, you know, got out of jail card.
Yep.
We're lucky to come against a Leicester,
yep,
who looked like Leicester of the 15-16 season.
Yep.
Leicester, who absorbed a lot of possession, go on the counter, use Jamie Vardy efficiently, all of that. Then we talk about Chelsea.
Yep.
Big fall from where they started. Absolutely got pummeled by Burnley. They did not have their cause by a couple of red cards, one very early in the game.
And one late in the game, yes.
And you know, despite the fight back, this becomes a major concern for them.
It is. It is. So, I think the biggest highlight of the transfer window of all the teams this season is, I think Man City and Man United are the only two teams who've taken the transfer window head on and fixed problems that they needed to fix. Man City have invested a lot of money, so have Man United. Man United have gotten a centre forward because last year there was no lack of chances, there was lack of finishing, and yesterday two chances, two goals from Lukaku, and obviously the central midfielder that United brought in, and Guardiola's brought in more Guardiola-type players to fit his system. So I think these two teams have really taken the transfer window by the neck. Chelsea, on the other hand, I think though they made good signings through Morata, through Bakayoko and all that, you need to understand these are players who never played in England before. So these are players who are going to take time to settle in this style of football, in this physicality of football. And the biggest point being that this league does not come with a winter break. So all of this put together, I think this is going to be a very interesting season where I think not necessarily all teams have come back strong. Some teams have made signings, but not necessarily signings that make a large amount of difference to them.
And speaking of signings not making a large amount of difference, of course, we saw Man City take a clinical win, but
yes,
immediately they were playing Brighton Hove, one of the promoted teams.
Yep.
Huddersfield Town pulled off
yes
the result of the weekend.
Yes.
Beating Crystal Palace, but probably beating them 3-0, which was rather amazing. They were Huddersfield Town are the sixth placed teams in the championship, came through the playoffs into the Premier League. Could be an interesting story this season. But we also need to look at the rest of the results. We've already spoken about the United result.
Yes.
Significant result that they could completely outplay West Ham at home.
Yes.
Something we did not see them do the last two seasons.
Yeah. Last season, in fact, ended in a draw, and previous season as well. So, like Mourinho himself highlighted, the fact that they were able to come away not only with 3 points but so comprehensively is a definite good start to the season. I think they needed to regain the swagger about themselves. I'd have been worried if United sat back with a 1-0 or 2-0 lead, but they were ruthless yesterday, and that's a good sign. That's a really good sign, and it was good to see players expressing themselves on the field. Rashford running ragged, Martial coming on, you know, setting up one goal and scoring one goal, and Pogba scoring, and Pogba playing his role, and Lukaku obviously. So there was a solidarity about that team, and most importantly, United now have a squad, because if you look at those players that came on, was Martial, was Lingard. So if you have these kind of players coming off your bench, it just leaves you with a lot more confidence, because that's the kind of squad that you want to build, especially for a season with Champions League, where you're going to have United look at another long season mostly. So it's a good start. Obviously, you don't want to read too much into it, but I think this is the kind of start that they needed to, you know, really push on and keep building from it.
And speaking of reading too much into it, like we previously discussed, Mourinho's new sharp look, which we said, like somebody pointed to me out on Twitter, that he no longer looks like he is dressing as an alcoholic banker. He was much sharper in the news. So, and you've said that could be a good indication of the fact that Mourinho means business. I mean, it might sound trivial, but with Jose Mourinho, nothing is trivial.
Nothing is.
Everything carries meaning.
Yeah.
You might just be tempted to draw conclusions already about the season, given that it's just been so many storylines at once.
Yeah.
And all the storylines corresponding to what people were expecting before the season, because a lot of these things were exactly what people thought.
Yes.
People knew that Liverpool had not done great business in the window, so that could be an issue.
Yep.
It cropped up right away. People knew that Manchester United had strengthened their squad and depth and strike power.
Yes.
It was on full display out there. We talked about Manchester City.
Yes.
People had expressed concerns about Chelsea.
Yeah.
Have come to the fore.
I think Chelsea have become weaker this transfer window, honestly, because I don't think they have a squad deep enough to really go back and compete in all the cups that they're going to be involved in this year. And I think they definitely need to recall. I don't know why they, after so many players, kept 30 players out on loan. I'm sure one of them is good enough to come back and add depth to your squad. I don't know why they keep looking outside to strengthen their squad. I think they really need to look at those 30 players out on loan and bring some back. Because you, for Christ's sake, you sent out Kurt Zouma on loan to Stoke. Why? He should be there in that squad right now. Why are you buying a Rudiger when you have a Kurt Zouma? I don't understand, but let's see, it's their deal.
And given the record in the Premier League, I mean, defending the Premier League is next to impossible.
Yeah.
The last time somebody did it was Sir Alex himself. So, it would be interesting to see if a team which is the champion is typically seen as cursed, that next season they really fall off the cliff there.
And of course, lastly, there is Arsenal. like you're mentioning about the Manchester United performance, that, you know, in terms of the coach pursuit of happiness, this part of your life is called hope. This part of the life for the Arsenal fans forever is called hope, because they've again started very well. But there seems to be this tendency of overemphasizing or reading too much into that one result, because everybody thinks it's Wenger's genius to the fore again, etc., etc. But really, I mean, they really got out of jail on that night against Leicester.
They really did. So I think the one positive was Wenger was not stubborn in this game. He started off with three defenders at the back, and it was a system that was really not working because Leicester were running the bracket, and he did make the change of the tactical change which Wenger never does, and he played four at the back and went back to a practically a 4-4-2, and that really came back to help them, and they went on doing that game post those changes. So, but I think, again, Arsenal are somebody who finally got some decent depth going. They still haven't fixed all problems. I think their midfield is still weak, but their strikers now, they have, even if the Sanchez does decide to leave, they do have a Lacazette and a Giroud, which are still top-notch players, not Sanchez, but good players nonetheless.
And we always know an Arsenal squad has multiple French players up front.
Yeah. You know what that leads to. I won't say they'll be invincible never again. But I think they can. I think it's about consistency for this team. It's never been about the lack of opportunity. It's always been about the lack of consistency. So if Wenger can manage that, and Wenger can really, you know, stay flexible and stay in trend with the league and what's happening out there, I think this team will still be a huge threat to what's happening out there. So we'll have to wait and watch with Arsenal. We can never be committal about this team.
And as I said, that we will not get into predictions and all that yet, because, you know, it's far too much of an early days to really understand what each team is coming at. But like I said, Vishal, it's going to be pretty tight at the relegation end.
Oh, yes.
And it's also going to be pretty tight at the top.
Yep. There are about 6 teams who can win, or there are about 6 teams who can go down. So, and everything
and
else
of course
between.
Then there is those remaining 6 to 8 teams.
Correct.
Who can really change the equations around.
Exactly.
I mean, your Stokes and your
as an Everton, I think the best transfer window across Europe this season have been had by Everton. They made some solid signings, some solid strengthening of their squad. I think this is a squad that's going from strength to strength, and now with the money and the new stadium and everything coming up, I think Everton.
A certain Wayne Rooney.
And yeah, that hurt. That hurt a lot, but I was really happy for it as well. So let's see how this goes.
Okay, so that will be the season. I mean, if it is the first week is any indication to go by,
yep,
we are going to have a very busy season ahead, Vishal.
Yes.
We have a lot to do in some sense, and this being a World Cup season and year. Looks like we have a long season plus the summer ahead of us.
Correct.
So,
we'll get a lot from us.
We hope we have the mental fortitude to carry it through and enough heart medication along to survive this season. But as always, we'll bring you all the twists and turns of the season here on Soccer Sense and separate the sense from the nonsense out there as much as we can. You can find us on any of your favorite podcast platforms. We are there on Pocket Cast, on iTunes, or on Stitcher, or you can visit us on soccer-sense.madewithopinion.com. Please subscribe and let us know how we are doing. You can follow us on @SenseSoccer on Twitter. Look forward to hearing from you. And in the meantime, after a frantic first Premiership week, which looks like just another Premiership week,
just not.
We bid you goodbye. So this is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
Not those players, people.
They seem to have been working. It looks like the off-season
players
going from
the world. Players work.
See you guys next week.